Yes.
You are listening to a life-impacting message preached by Bishop Richard Ayi at the Jesus Encounter Service, Birmingham. Bishop Richard Ayi is the pastor of the First Love Church, UK, a denomination founded by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. The First Love Church is full of zealous young people who love and desire to work for the Lord. You will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this powerful sermon.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are happy that your sins have been placed in the sea of forgetfulness? I said, how many of you are happy that your sins have been placed in the sea of forgetfulness? How many of you that know that you have a lot of sins behind you? You have a lot of sins. Are you grateful that your sins have been placed in the sea of forgetfulness? Turn to your neighbor and say, we've come to the best part of the service. I can't feel your excitement. I can't feel your energy. I said, we've come to the best part of the service. You know, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. How many of you were glad when you found out that today was a Jesus Encounter service? How many of you are ready to receive the word of God? I said, how many of you are ready to receive the word of God? How many of you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then lift your hands and say, we are not ashamed of the gospel.
To be in your holy presence, Lord. I pray that your will shall be done in this service. Thanking you, Father, for the blessing of your holy presence. Let your will be done amongst us. Be praised, be glorified, be exalted amongst us, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful blessing of being in church. I thank you, Father. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Beautiful. God bless you all. Take your seats. Good to see you again. Revelation chapter 2. Last Saturday, we started sharing on be thou faithful unto death. In it. In it. Is it in it? It's in it. So Revelation chapter 2, we're reading from verse 1. I guess that was our chapter in our book. It says that unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Okay? I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have some word against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I'll come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repenter. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So one of the instructions to Christians is to be faithful unto death. Is to be faithful unto death. It's one of the instructions from our commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ. Yes, that be thou faithful unto death. He's the same person who said that you have left your first love. So I have something against you. What I have against you is that you have left your first love. So remember where you left your first love. Remember the junction at which you started deviating, and go back and correct it. He's the same person who is saying that be thou faithful unto death. Don't just be faithful in 2023, and then in 2025, you are, you know, another story and something else. Be thou faithful unto death. When you find God gives you the opportunity to do something for him, as you're serving him in the faith, as you're a Christian, be a Christian till death. When you are planted in the house of God, God gives you an opportunity to serve him in his house. He's also saying that be faithful to what has been given to you till death. Till death, not till anything else happens, but till death. You know, I don't know whether it was you, but I was saying to you that some of the things that causes us to divert or backslide or move away from our callings and from serving God and from knowing God and from holding the faith fast, it's not so much of even offenses. Sometimes it's even victories and achievements. It's like the blessings. As the blessings come, before you realize you've lost it, you know, you've lost what has been given you. So you see here today, I'm reading a passage from Proverbs chapter 20 in the That is what we're going to talk about. Proverbs 20 and verse 6, which says that most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. You know, what he's saying here is that, what the scripture is saying here, following what Jesus has told us, that be thou faithful unto death, he's saying that faithfulness is not a common quality in people. Yes, you don't easily come by people who are faithful and who will stay faithful. You know, in other words, a lot of people may start off well but may not finish well, and a lot of people will say that I will do this. That's why I say most men proclaim everyone of his own goodness. Most people say that they are good. You say, I'm good. I'm with you. I'm going to be with you forever. It's going to work. I'll do this. You know, most people, when you even give them a task or a role, even in the church, speaking about the church, receive it with joy and with gladness, and even talk a lot how they are going to do, what they are going to do, you know, how it's going to be, this, that, you know. But as soon as you give the test, you see that the person can't even do it. It's not like they don't even want to do it, but they can't even do it. That's what the scripture says. Most men proclaim their own goodness. Most men, and then most men sound like, you know, they give the impression that they are very good. Usually, someone that you see criticizing someone's work and speaking a lot about someone's work, It's not even good at that task. They just talk. It's all talk. When they're given the opportunity to do, they can't do at all. Most people give an impression of how they love the Lord, how they love the house of God, how they love the servants of God. It's like, you know, it's like you are, if you are not level-headed and matured, you can easily be carried away by the ways, by the empty words of men, and you will think that you will think that you are so great and you are so important. It's an inexperienced person who floats and glides on the words of men. It's an inexperienced person who goes by the smiles and the words and the praises of men. Because he's inexperienced. He doesn't even know that what they are saying to you, they don't even mean it. They themselves don't even know what they are saying. I'm explaining a verse to you that most people proclaim their own goodness. But a faithful man, what does it mean by a faithful man? That is the person who lasts. That a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, the person still has the same momentum, the same interest, the same flow, the same life towards the things of God. The scripture is saying, who can find that person? Who can find that person? The other time the scripture asks, who can find such a person, is the virtuous woman. Is it a price above rubies? I said, who can find it? I'll be a virtue. Who can find a virtue? When you marry, that's where you discover that you haven't got a virtuous woman. You've got a woman. You've got a woman. You've got a certain version of a woman, but a virtuous woman, that is a woman, what the scripture calls a woman of Kail. Kail, that is C-H-A-Y-I-L. It means strength. No, strength. Strength through the seasons and the times and the different phases of life. But a virtuous woman, that's the woman of virtue, the woman of strength, the one who can stay on course. Church, loving God, praying, loving her husband, caring for her husband, that person. The scripture says, who can find? It's not a common thing. If I don't want to do it, if I start going verse by verse through this, The sisters will tell me that when I finish this series, they will come back to church. Yes, a virtuous woman. Take me back to Proverbs 20, verse 6, before I'm tempted here. Yes. Yeah. So he's saying that what he say, a lot of people say they can do some things, but those who would actually do it, who can find? I mean, how do you find the person who can actually do what they are saying they will do? How do you actually find them? That's the question we are asking ourselves today. That a faithful person and a faithful character, who can find? most people tell you they are good. Even when you go for an interview to get a job, do you not say all the things you can do, even though you can't do it? Yes. Yes. And when you go for the interview, you really yop the people. Sometimes I wonder what the people who are conducting the interview, sometimes I wonder what they think, because they must have seen people like you many times. Though as you are saying you can do, they know you can't do. You can't speak French, but you say you can speak French. Just so that you can get the job. Yes. I don't know that we can understand the thing. Most men proclaim everyone his own goodness. Most men proclaim everyone his own goodness. Most people say, I can do. Most people say, I'm good. Most people say, I'm good, and give an impression that they are good. But a faithful man, Chai, who can find? So when Jesus says, be thou faithful unto death, it's a big one. Oh, it's a big one. It's a big one worth thinking about and thinking about deeply, so that you can stay faithful to God, to Christ, to his calling, to the call he's put on your life, to the opportunity he's given you, to even the gift he's giving you, the talent he's giving you, to even stay faithful to the talent he's giving you. That's the ability he's given you, to stay faithful with it and use it to glorify God. People have talents, they only use it for a season, and the next time it's gone. When you are told this person can do this, you are in shock. You're in shock. So, to be a faithful person, let me quickly take you through the different seasons that you must remain faithful, so you don't become someone who is faithful today and then not faithful tomorrow. Someone who is just seasonally faithful. Seasonal. Seasonal. To be faithful unto death is to maintain faithfulness and loyalty all the way to the end of the race. To be faithful unto death is to run well till you die. You run well. To be faithful unto death means to be the same until you die. The same. The same. Don't change. Be the same till it's over. To be faithful unto death means to be constant and unwavering until you die. Constant and unwavering. To be faithful unto death means to be loyal until you die. So, number one, be faithful in school and after school. Yes. Be faithful in school and after school be faithful. Be a Christian in school. After school, still be a Christian. Be on fire for God whilst you're in school, and after school, still be on fire for Christ. There are people who were in school, they were all like Christian, campus Christian leaders. By the time we finish school, it has evaporated for them. It has evaporated. They're into other things. Their passion now is into politics. Championing different types of investments. They're into investment. Oh, yes. But when we were there, they went to Christ. You must serve Christ. Serve God. We're so sure that this one will be a reverend. This one will preach Christ. But no, he preaches investment. Yes. They teach other things. Stretching your imaginations and stretching your capacity. Yes. It's of Christ. Be faithful to Christ. You know, in any institution, any serious institution, they have codes, like the military. They have codes. You know, there are codes there, like discipline, loyalty. You know, they are different. They have codes that they understand, the language they understand. When you are serving God, when you say you're a Christian, then you are serving God. We also have codes. We have codes like the cross, Christ, remain faithful. That is, be loyal. These are the words of Christ. Be faithful. Your commitment to Christ and your commitment to the things of God and the call of God, it's still death. It's not for a season. It's not because you are in school. And you think you can bribe God. You can bribe God by dancing in the Dancing Stars. And then you get first class. Then when you finish, then you are into investments. Enlarging your capacity and stretching your imagination. Yes. Stretching your imagination. And increasing your capacity. Like joke, there's no more Christ. And you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed that there are such topics even in the church. This is you could go. That's why you see an older general who look at some soldiers and say, "These people are not soldiers." He said, "These people are not soldiers." What is he talking? What he's talking about is that there is a deviation from the code. Yes. They've left what makes you a good soldier has been put to the side. And now we are into other things. We're into other things. There's no discipline. There's no loyalty. And they get disturbed. An older soldier will get disturbed. I said, there's no discipline. I said, these guys are not disciplined. How can you betray your country? Or how can you betray your group or your team or your whatever they are called? Colony. They can't relate with it, because for them, you know, I watched a movie once. A Few Good Men. Yes. And this general was so upset because he was in trouble. He was the baddie in the movie. And as he was speaking, he was so disturbed. He was asking the guy that was trying to get him into trouble. He was saying that, have you ever looked in the eyes of your brother, put your life in his hands, and his life in your hands? It's like do you even understand what you are doing? And the person you are attacking, it's almost because he said that, look, I'm a general. It's like in our world of the military, we have codes. We have things we stand by. We have things we are loyal to. We have things like loyalty, discipline. I mean, we have things we respect that we don't waver on. We don't tell on each other. Yes, we don't tell on each other. We don't turn our backs on each other. If you watch the movie, a documentary on what's it called? Black Hawk Down. When the Americans went to Mogadishu, they said their policy was, we leave no man behind. We leave no man behind. So when one of their pilots was captured, by day and by night, they were circling over the city, announcing that wherever he is, if he's alive, wherever he is, for him to hear that we have not left you and we will not leave you. They circle over there making the announcement that we will not leave you behind. We will not leave you behind. It's like that's the point. As they are being attacked, they are picking up bodies and injured soldiers. It's like, we can't say this one is injured, so we are running off. No. It's like that makes you a bad soldier. It's like we cannot drive away while one of us is limping, or even his dead body is lying there. We cannot drive away. We can't. We go back. The one that is alive that's been captured, they kept announcing. And you see, when he was released, he said it's one of the things that gave him real hope. When he was sitting in wherever he was being held, and he hears the voice of his brothers announcing that we will not leave you behind. We are not going to leave you. We are not going to leave you. It's very encouraging to that. My people are there. They haven't flown back to America eating beggars. Sticking to the code. Still the code. So when you're a Christian, you don't have that code of faithfulness. And then being faithful unto death. It's not, there's no ambiguity about it. When you are no longer expected or required to be faithful, it's when you close your eyes and you are gone. Then it's like, okay, it's over. But so long as you are breathing, you are expected, according to the words of our Savior, our Lord, and our Master, be thou faithful unto death. In school, be faithful. After school, be faithful. I'm teaching, you know, I'm not teaching you to stay in first love forever. But I'm saying that after school, be a Christian. Yes, be a Christian. Be a Christian after school. Be a Christian. Yeah. And if you are dancing for after school, be dancing. Be dancing. The pastor in charge of dancing stuff, she finished school long time ago. She's a married woman. You should see her skipping in the front. Still, she's still a student. She's a married woman. She's been dancing for years. She's still dancing. Yes. Otherwise, it's like after school, things are different. Now I'm into investment. I don't know why I keep saying investment this evening. I don't know who I've met before I came to church, but it seems like someone is planning to go into investment after school instead of Christ. So be faithful in school and after school. After school. Because it's the after school world is different from the in school world. It's very, very, very different. Very, very different. When you go out, you will discover that being in school is as though you are in a confinement. Everything is defined and structured. And what to do, what not to do. So you see, when things are changing, someone said to someone that, you know, you say you are called down. Then he said that we are waiting. When you marry and you are still called, they will know that you are still anointed. Either it's whether I was calling or anointed. He said, when you marry, you see that, oh yes, you are still anointed. Because now you're single and free. I've been single and very free before. You should have seen me in my university days. Ooh, speaking in tongues everywhere and anywhere. Makali bigi kapato libi katataya. Oh, Jesus lover. Lover of my soul. Oh, yes. But then after school, if I don't speak in tongues everywhere and I still don't love Jesus and I'm still not in the ministry, then I'll say, hey, what has happened to me? Because that is where you hear me talking. You hear me talk about school days. When we're in school. But you see now that it's like my testimony is not so much of when I was in school. Because so much has happened. There's so much to talk about that it's like school times. Thank God for those days. But it's faded. It's faded into the history books. It's faded. Because there are things to do now. Otherwise, by now, I would have stopped and I'll tell you, you know, when I was like you, you know, I used to do this. Yes, at your age, I used to do that. I was like this. I was like that. Yes, I mean. So, be faithful in school. After school, be faithful. Don't change. You know, I was preaching one Tuesday evening in those days. We used to have Tuesday service. One Tuesday night. And I saw a lady walk into the service. Someone came into the service with her. And I remember I said to myself, no, I know this lady. I know her. I know her from somewhere. After the service, she walked straight up to me like this. Walked straight up to me. While she was coming, I remember that she was a pharmacy student in the university. She walked straight to me. Her name starts with the letter R. And she said, hello, do you remember me? I said, oh, yes, I remember you. She said, when I was being brought to the church, I didn't know who the pastor was. But when I walked in and I saw you, she said, these are the two things she said. She said, I was not surprised. And then she said, secondly, I said to myself, this guy has done this thing. Ah, this is where it has brought him. Yes. Because she also remembers me in the university. She also remembers. So she said, I have followed this thing. And she added, that is to emphasize the continuity of it. Yes. Yes. She said, I said, oh, I'm not surprised that he's the pastor of the church here. Then she said, secondly, I thought to myself, you've done this thing. This is where it has brought you. This is where it has brought you. It has brought you behind the pulpit. Because the university, I didn't have a pulpit. There was no pulpit there. There was no church there. We didn't have a campus church. The campus churches were Assemblies of God and then the University Christian Fellowship. Yes. And Pentecost and some other place. But the church I went to didn't have a campus church. So I was part of the Assemblies of God campus church. We called it AGCM, Assemblies of God Campus Ministry, AGCM. Yes. And I was a prayer secretary for AGCM. Yes. Then we have the Christian Fellowship, the University Christian Fellowship, which we call it IHCF means what? Inter-Hall Christian Fellowship. IHCF, yes. Inter-Hall Christian Fellowship. So also for the entire university, I was the prayer secretary for the entire university. Makala badili bikapato shapata. understand this thing now. So I used to lead the university in fasting and prayer times. Tell them, let us pray. You have to pray. I used to take them to the university stadium. Every Saturday. So you see, Saturdays when I have finished praying with my beloved 5 to 12, then I take the church also to the stadium. 6 to 7. They like to pray for a short time. So 6 to 7. Yes. Then you have to give them a lot of prayer time that they can pray. Yeah. When you're leading people, because there are different levels. So you have to have a lot of prayer. Like how Bishop leads us in flow. He said he has a lot of topics. Because if he just gives one and say pray, you'll fall asleep. You know you'll fall asleep. Even the short ones, you miss about two or three topics. Yes. Yes. So the evening ones, I have to go with a lot of topics and a lot of verses to explain. Okay, we're praying about this, then we pray. So even the 1 hour, by the time the 1 hour is finished, we've prayed for about 20 to 30 minutes. Yes, because there's a lot of talking. You have to talk and explain the thing. Then you pray. Then you pray. It's okay. You come again. You have to keep chasing. So even though you've been there for 1 hour, you've actually prayed for like 30 minutes. Maybe 30, max 30 minutes. Number two. Be faithful before and after marriage. Yes. Be faithful before and after marriage. Yes. Make sure marriage is not your greatest dream. It becomes that as soon as you marry, you resign. Because it's like you've achieved it. You've got it. Yeah. Before even the challenges of marriage kicks in. That's what someone said. You say you are anointed whilst you are single. Let's see you after marriage and see if you are still anointed. Managing the complexities of marriage. The issues of marriage. God, if there's any place where you will see that you are not adequate and you are not good, it's in marriage. It's marriage that will prove that you are not good. Oh, yes. There are things nobody has told you before, but it's inside whether you will see that someone will say that you are so untidy, you are so dirty. But nobody has said it before. Maybe your mama said it, but it didn't even register. So you discover this person who likes you so much. She'll say, no. It's like, is that how you are? Is that how things are? Yes. That's when you discover that even your dressing is changed. Because we say, no. How do you wear such clothes? Where are you going? When you finish dressing, you'll be asked, where are you going? Yes, are you going out like that? Marriage will test you. Wow. Test you. This is a different way. Before, because of marriage, we can't see you in church anymore. Yes, we don't see you. You're not as, it's because it's like, you can't even keep up in managing things and getting things done. Three, be faithful. Do you want this one? Before and after having children. don't let having children drown you. You're not the first to have children. People have had children. And you even have more children. What are you going to do? You will have children in Jesus' name. Amen. But be faithful. You see, these are what I'm talking you through today is changing seasons. Yes. So don't let a blessing become a curse. Yes. There are people who don't have beloved. They don't have. They are believing God. When you see them, you see the longing in their eyes. It's like, won't you help me? Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Even this evening, as I was sitting here, I saw somebody in the choir. I sent a message to the pastor. Won't you help this person? Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking about. What else do you think I'm thinking about? If you see me with my phone and things, what do you think I'm doing? You think I'm just chatting? I'm doing pastoral work. You may not know, but I'm doing pastoral work. Oh, yes. You think that, oh, Bishop likes taking pictures of me. You are not serious. You are not serious at all. Yes. Because as I saw the person, see, my heart went after this person. I mean, it's like, you know, so people don't have. Then you see someone gets. Because of one husband you've got, you can't think anymore. You can't live. Marriage has changed you. And then you even get there, you go to the next level of having children or having a child. Hey! Then it's like the world is falling upon you. It's like, it's almost as though the blessing is a problem. Yeah. Since you have a child, you can't do anything again. You can't move. You can't think. You can't evangelize. You can't even pray. Oh. Tell your neighbor that when you have a child, relax, okay? Relax. 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 Be faithful after having children. I need to see you still in your ministry. If you're a dancing star, I need to see you dancing after you've given birth. If you're a singer, I need to see you singing after you've given birth. If you're a pastor, I need to see you doing visitation, counseling after you have given birth. If you want advice, let me tell you, children, they are forever. They don't go anywhere. Hey, they are with you. Anything, they'll still call you daddy. Daddy, mommy, children, forever. They are there. They are there. They don't go anywhere. I actually thought when you give your child away into my, especially the daughters, give them away into my, it's like somebody has taken them far. No. They don't go. They don't go. They are there. You see your phone, daddy. You are wondering, why would you even change and start calling you uncle? Daddy. Daddy, you see, daddy. 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 Oh, yes, they are forever. If you just start someone crying, you are disturbed. You wait till they grow up. You see that it's not crying. That's when they can actually articulate what they need. Sit down, be faithful. After you've had children. Yes. Beautiful. But it looks like it's time to close. Next one is be faithful through all the changing scenes of life. The scenes change. The scenery, what you see in life changes.
But,
still serve God. I remember when I didn't have a beloved. I remember when I got a beloved. I remember when I married. I remember when we were married and there was no child in the house. At least for the first 2 years, there was no house. It was just the two of us. Just the two of us in the house. Then came this sound. Then long after, another sound was added. Then a third sound was added. Three sounds. You see the child in the house. Then you have to go to school. You have to drop them off at school. Pick them up. They have to eat. It's like their food, their eating is dependent on you. Their life, they have temperature. This, you have to check temperature. Remember when I have to go to work 9 to 5 every day? Then when I finish, I'm a pastor. Pastor, church, council, visit, you know. All these are faces. You know, I don't know why people desire for things to get less. Destined to get less and easier. Easier and easier in life. Things multiply. Responsibilities multiply. It increases. It doesn't get fewer and fewer. You should be disturbed when you don't have anything to do. You should be disturbed. But you don't have anything to do. You are just there. You don't have anything. You should be disturbed when you don't have anything to do. Yes. You should be very worried. You do like that, there's nothing to do. That's laziness. So as the scenery in life is changing. You see, now when you go to your house, there'll be everything is in order as you want it. Very, very, very orderly. You could marry someone who would change all the order. So they're cool. Best of all, is when your child starts walking or crawling. And your beautiful things you've arranged, you have to gather all and put it high up somewhere. Your beautiful things that you've arranged on your coffee tables, this, that. I mean, if you leave it, it will break all. So rejoice over the blessings. When God blesses you and gives you a child, the organized house, it will change. Oh, it will all change. Even your Christmas decorations, you have to be like a policeman over your Christmas tree. So someone thinks it's something else. Still go to church and serve God. Okay, yes. Be faithful. Before you are appointed and after you are appointed as a pastor, as a reverend, as a bishop, be faithful. In John 6:70, Jesus said, "One of you is a devil," and he was referring to Judas Iscariot. Why did he call Judas Iscariot a devil? Because he was not faithful unto death. To have been chosen as an apostle or a disciple, Judas must have been a very good person. But he didn't last. To choose him as a treasurer, he must have been a very trustworthy person. But he changed. He changed. What is our last point? What point am I talking about? Yes, before and after appointment. So don't let appointments get into your head. Don't let the small opportunity that's given to you get into your head. The worst shepherds and worst leaders we have are people who, when we meet their members, hear me out, when we meet their members, the members will tell them, "Oh, I'm this person's sheep." That's the worst shepherds. Yes. Yes. The ones that can't be in church because this person is not around. Can't flow. Those are the worst shepherds they've ever had. That you can't stay in. You can't stay in the church. Last year I was not in church for 6 months. I was nowhere near here for 6 months, if you count it. Have you ever heard someone say that I'm Bishop Richard's sheep? Think about it. Have you ever heard anybody speak such a language? I'm Bishop Richard's speech sheep. And do I not have sheep? Yes. But ask yourself, have you not heard from anywhere? Anywhere they travel to, you see them on stage speaking. Have you ever heard any of them even mention my name? They talk as though they don't even know me. As though I don't even exist. Have you ever heard them? Have you ever heard them? From the Bible school, from wherever they go, wherever they travel. Have you ever anybody say, I'm Bishop Rich's sheep? Worst shepherds are the ones that you hear them say, oh, the people say, oh, I'm this person's sheep. Or the person is not around. They can't go. They can't serve God again. They can't serve God again because the person is not around. Those are the people when you get into, you see ridiculous demands and things that are made from them. Do this, be like this, give me this. No faith. But you see, before they got into the position, they were good people. Trusted people. When they get into it, then they lose their faithfulness. This. Which of you have I asked for £1 before? I've asked, can you give me £1? I'm calling an Uber. I can see that my bank is not working. Give me £1 to pay my Uber from here. From here. Ask. My car didn't go through. Can you help me? Help me. Maybe I've asked you before. Maybe I asked you for a fiver. Maybe I've asked you before. Jeremy, what about you? I've asked you for a tenner. You sure? But I'm sure if I ask you, you'll give me, won't you? Oh, yeah. You say, oh, man, the sharp. Bishop asked me for a tenner. Bishop! Well, even if you don't have, you borrow and give me, isn't it? I know. You say, Bishop. But let's be serious. Be faithful before appointment. That's why there's nobody who has a permanent appointment in this church. Or you can be removed as fast as you were put there. Sit down so I can tell you to stand up. Church is ending, okay? It's time to go home, isn't it? I think it's time. It's time to go home. Yes, it's time to go home. So be faithful, Fervin, be faithful before and after appointment. Because it's your faithfulness that will cause an appointment. So after you've been appointed, remember why you were appointed, because you were faithful. So after, you'll still be faithful. That's why you can hear me talking strongly about shepherds. I finished my message for today. I saw that it's time to share the grace. Yes. You don't want to go home. No. I think it's time to go home. Some people want to go. Some people's seat is getting hot. They want to go. They need to stand up to cool down a bit. How many of you are going to trust God to be faithful unto death? is one of the codes of Christianity, because it's the words of Jesus Christ. Just as he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He also said, be thou faithful unto death. That means that faithfulness is an important quality. Faithful means to be loyal. The word loyal is not a satanic word. It means faithful. To be faithful, it means to be dependable. It means to be constant. It means to be the same. It means to be consistent. Consistent. Do you know why I like the word consistent when they're defining loyalty? Do you know why? Because in sixth form, when I was in sixth form, doing maths, we used to have a question that says, prove by induction. And proving by induction means establish consistency. That no matter what value you throw into an equation or a formula, you get the same result. Yes. So we usually try for the number one. I think that we try for the number two. That we try for the alphabet N, where we say that N is, let's say, all positive real numbers or whatever. We try for N. And then when you get the same result, then you say that this formula is true for all so-so and so. We've established consistency. Yes. So it means that if you're a faithful person, no matter what happens, because there are variables in life. Things change around you. And you still produce the same result that you, I'm still a Christian. I still go to church. I still serve God. Then you are loyal because you are consistent regardless of what is going on in your life. Regardless of what is going on. I am consistent. You get the same result out of me. You get the same result out of me. Whether I'm single, I'm married, I have a job, I have a child, I have, my husband is not talking to me, my husband is not happy with me, I have money, I don't have money, I am still there with my God. That is a loyal person and a faithful person. That is consistent. Today when you go home, go and check it out on YouTube. You see someone proving, you see proof by induction. You see all they're establishing is they're establishing consistency by putting in different variables. Try this and see if the formula will stand. If the formula stands, you have proven that it's the right formula to use. Yes, that is true. That is that it's true. It's true. This formula is true for all numbers. Yes. Everybody stand to your feet. Yes. Every standing. I like it when prophet says every standing. I like it, especially join flow prayer to every standing. As if he can see us in our homes that we are under the duvet. They say, every standing. They say, I can see you, every standing. Get up from your bed. Get off your bed now. It's not exciting. Yes, not exciting. No. That church is nice. I'm telling you, that church is very, very nice. Yeah. We're a happy church. Yes. You get blastings, you get the word, you get everything. Are you not happy in the church? Yes. I don't think any shepherd in Aston will misbehave again. I don't think so. I don't think anybody will go on visitation alone or go and stand at somebody's door at 1 a.m. alone and knock on the door. I don't think any idiot will make such an idiotic move. I don't think so. Neither do I think any shepherd will ask any sheep for £1. Give me £1. If you need £1, ask your friend. Why don't you ask your friend? Why are you asking the naive and the weak and the simple? Why don't you ask your friends? Your friends who have a chest like your chest. Why don't you stand in front and say, give me a tenner. I'll pay you back. and see if you get away with it. When you're taking advantage of little girls and we are trying to get them to memorize verses. Little girls. He said, I shouldn't call you a devil. I'll call you a devil because once we are building the church, you are destroying the church. I will call any day, I'll call you a devil. Any day. Till you say you are sorry. Then I know repentance has come. Any day. I'll call you an antichrist. You're anti-God, anti-church. Have I asked you for 2p before? Give me 2p. Auntie Abigail, can I have 2p? Have I asked you for 2p before? Auntie Abigail. Yes. My Uber app is not working. Yesterday I was with you people. Did I not call an Uber myself? Did I tell that Andrew, can I borrow your phone to Uberize my move? I was with you, big man. I didn't ask you. I didn't say, look, I'm the bishop. You guys sort out my transportation for me. Am I not the bishop?
You're the bishop.
Organize the Uber movement for me, you know. Because I'm doing counseling. I'm ministering to somebody. Organize my Uber me. I'm ministering. Did my own Uber. I entered an Uber once. I've forgotten my name on my app. I mentioned all my possible. The driver said it's not me. Look, he had mercy on me. He had mercy on me and told me the name on my app. He had mercy. He almost dropped me by the roadside.
Yes.
Because I said, I'm Richard. I said, I'm Mr. Ayi. I mentioned everything. He said, no. I couldn't remember what was on there. I couldn't remember. And I was in the car. And I could say, the guy is slowing down now. Because he feels he's picked up the wrong person. I said, it is me. I'm still mentioning the address. Is it not where we are going? He said, yes, but I need the name. Then at a point he told me the name. I said, it's me. I had forgotten my name. Since that day, I've changed all my apps to the right name. Yes, because I've forgotten. So, you know, sometimes you are just doing it and you are just playing. And you just use this email, use this thing. You've forgotten your own password. That man felt sorry for me. Yes. So I was about to be thrown out of the car. But pray to God for grace that you be faithful. Ask him. Just 2 minutes. Pray the Lord. I want to be faithful. Make me faithful. Make me faithful unto death. 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 The changing scenes of life, the different faces, different times, different seasons, Lord, I want to be faithful. 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 Help me, Lord. Faithful through the changing seas. The spirit of faithfulness, let it fill us up, Lord. Let it fill us, Lord. Let it fill us, Lord. The character of faithfulness, let it be us, Lord. Let it be us, Lord. Let it be us, Lord. Still bowed. You're here this evening. Somebody invited you to church. But deep in your heart, you have no relationship with God. Tonight, the love of God is reaching out to you. Reaching out to you. God wants to be part of your life. Jesus wants to be part of your life. God loves you just as you are. Jesus cares about you. Cares about your current state. Tonight, while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, you want to say the pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus in my life. I want Jesus in my life. I want to be saved. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're here like that, I want you very quickly just lift up your right hand wherever you are standing and I'll pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I need God in my life. I need Jesus in my life. Just your right hand, very quickly, lift up high. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want a relationship with God. I want a relationship with God. Lift up high so I can see you. Lift up high, I can see your hand there. I can see your hand there. God bless you. Keep it up. Yes, if you are lifting, lift it up properly so I can see you. That you are saying yes to the Lord today, yes to God today. Just your right hand and I'll pray with you. I need God in my life. I need Jesus in my life. Just your right hand and I'll pray with you. God bless you. If you have your hand lifted up, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come to me right here in the front and I'll pray with you. Come. Maybe you didn't even lift up your hand, but you want to come. You can also come. Come all the way from wherever you are. Come.
To that mercy,
come.
Where Jesus
come.
Is wrong.
Come and give your life to Jesus. Come to God today. Come to Jesus today. Tonight is your night. It's your night of salvation. It's your night of salvation. It's your night of salvation.
His grace will be.
It's your night of salvation.
Come.
I'm waiting for you. Come quickly. Come quickly. Jesus is calling you, is drawing you. Come. Come and give your life to Jesus. Come and give your life to Jesus. It's your night. Let's say this prayer together. I'm waiting for you. If you feel like coming, you feel like coming, I want to come now. We're about to pray. I want to come now. Don't delay. Don't feel shy. There's nothing to be shy about. It's you're choosing life over death. You're choosing heaven over hell. So if you're there, you feel like coming. You have the thought. Maybe you're even debating within yourself. Should I go or should I not? It means you should come. Come. It means God is drawing you. Come. God bless you. Come. 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 come to Jesus. It means you should come. Come. Come and give your life to Christ today. Come. 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 Now let's pray. Bow your heads with me. Let's pray. Say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your power of salvation that has found me and saved me. Thank you for choosing me. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins, of all the bad things I have done. Please have mercy on me. Now say it out boldly. Say, I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus is alive today. I believe Jesus died for my sins and he rose up on the third day. Say, Heavenly Father, please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Now say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life. Take over my life. Take over my life. Take over everything I do. Take over everything that I am. I surrender to you. Thank you, Father, for saving me, for choosing me. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, thank you for salvation. Thank you for your blessing. And thank you for your help that has found these ones. Your mercies that has found them and saved them today. May they forever be faithful to your love to them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful. I think we have these gifts for you. I want you to receive these gifts. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Yes, the ladies who just gave you the book, she's standing right behind you. She wants to talk to you briefly. So go with her. She'll talk to you briefly and you come back. Clap. Clap for salvation. Father, we thank you for that great sacrifice on the cross. May our bodies be healed. May our lives be healed. May our world be healed through the body of Christ that was broken for us and the blood that was shed for us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for healing that comes to us today. In Jesus' name, the body of Christ. Eat it. The blood that washes away our sins. The blood of Jesus. Drink all of it. Stand to your feet and receive your blessing.
Now lift up your hands for your every standing, please. Every standing.
Every standing.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
And the Lord multiply his grace upon you.
Amen.
Now, I hear in the realm of the spirit a major correction for you. May the Lord grant you grace to see and understand a major correction for your life. Receive a major correction.
I receive it.
The Lord give you grace to be a child always in your life. The Lord bless you every day. And the Lord lift you up and lift up his face upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone shouted, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.